Now, local news from Montana Public Radio.
I'm Corin Cates Carney. The Blackfeet Tribe and Louisiana company Solenex met today in Great Falls to discuss a 30-year-old land dispute. On the table between them, the Badger II Medicine, a mountainous tract of U.S. Forest Service land flanked by Glacier Park, the Blackfeet Reservation, and the Bob Marshall Wilderness. The debate started with Reagan-era oil and gas leases. In 1982, the Bureau of Land Management issued Solenex a 6,200-acre lease in the Badger II Medicine for $1 an acre. Timothy Presso, an attorney with Earth Justice, says that lease and 47 others should have never been granted.
And these leases were illegally issued because there was not sufficient environmental review or cultural resources review before the Interior Department issued them to the leaseholders.
In 1993, then-Montana Senator Max Baucus introduced the Badger II Medicine Protection Act that would have prevented any oil or gas development there. The act didn't pass. But also in 1993, then-Interior Secretary Bruce Babbitt suspended the remaining leases and did it again in 1996 to comply with the National Historic Preservation Act. Since then, most of the Reagan-era leaseholders have taken buyouts or trades for other leases. Some left the Badger II Medicine voluntarily. In 2004 and 2007, the Blackfeet sent leaseholders letters asking them to give up their development rights. But Solenex and another company that holds the remaining 18 leases have held on. Now, the tribe and the National Congress of American Indians are launching a new campaign to prevent any oil or gas drilling. They're negotiating with Solenex today and urging the Department of Interior to cancel any remaining leases. Chief Earl Oldperson says the Badger II Medicine is the site of the Blackfeet creation stories, and his tribe doesn't want to see the land drilled in search of monetary value.
Money is good. I heard you mention money. It can do a lot of things, but it's also bad, dangerous. Can cause us problems, and that's why we're sitting here today. Our areas that we've lost, we received something from them. And today, that what we received, we're still talking about it. And so it's not all just money.
Earth Justice attorney Timothy Presso, who's worked with the Blackfeet on the lease issue, says there's precedent for canceling energy development leases. He cites cases in the North Fork of the Flathead and in the Deep Creek area of the Lewis and Clark National Forest.
That in both cases, the court said that the leases were illegally issued because there wasn't an adequate environmental review before the lease rights were conveyed, and that's the same problem that affects these leases.
But Solenex is fighting to exercise its development rights. In 2013, the company filed a lawsuit against the Interior Secretary Sally Jewell, among others, to lift the suspension. Mountain States Legal Foundation, representing Solenex, says the 30-year delay is unreasonable, the government's conduct is illegal, and it has no excuse. The foundation did not return calls asking for comment. The Blackfeet are getting help in their quest to protect the Badger II Medicine. In March, Senator John Tester sent a letter to Interior Secretary calling for the termination of the remaining oil and gas leases. And yesterday, the band Pearl Jam put up a Facebook post encouraging followers to sign a petition to stop the leases. Thursday's meeting between the tribe and Solenex, moderated by the U.S. Forest Service, also included Federal Advisory Council on Historic Preservation. The tribe and the company also met last April, but didn't reach an agreement. With Solenex representing only one of the 18 leases remaining in the Badger II Medicine, the tribe will continue the campaign they launched Wednesday to appeal to the public to help them protect their most sacred land from being broken open. In the Flathead, I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.